hit you?
I had to wait for a girl to walk by.
Well, what for?
So I didn't want to run into her.
Hey, how about doing me a favor?
What?
Go on with me to the junkyard to look for rocks.
Okay.
Countdown. 3, 2, blast off!
I wonder.
I'm going to the library. Would you like to come?
Come on, Chip.
I'm going to the library with Wanda, kid.
Instead of the junkyard with me?
The junkyard?
What junkyard?
The one with the terrific rocks.
What rocks?
The ones we're going to collect.
Chip, if you'd rather go to the junkyard with this boy, it's okay with me.
I wouldn't be caught dead in the junkyard with the kid. Hey, kid, get lost, huh?
What rocks? The junky ones in his clunky head, that's what rocks.
Well, did Jill say where she was going, Mrs. Feldman? She took a drive with Jimmy. No, it's okay. Well, just tell her I called in. Okay, thanks. Goodbye.
You don't look so good, Robbie.
I don't feel so good either.
What's wrong?
Ah, you wouldn't understand.
Try me.
Ernie, when I was your age, I thought that girls were boys in a new shape.
Well, I don't. I know all about girls.
That's more than I do. At least I don't understand Jill.
Jill, the girl you brought home for dinner last night?
Yeah.
The one that had hair that looked like wet spaghetti? Would you like to help me finish my birdhouse?
Why not?
Terrific. I'll go get it.
Hello. Yeah, this is Robbie Douglas. Hello, Jill. Yeah, I got the message from your mother. It was Jimmy. Jimmy's a girl. He is. I mean, she is. Joan Andrews. Yeah, of course, I know her. No kidding. Well, all the time I thought that... Well, never mind. Hey, I'll pick you up in 10 minutes, okay? All right. Goodbye.
Well, here it is.
Huh? Oh, good boy. Well, I gotta be going, Ernie. I'll see you tonight.
Go where?
Well, Jill just called. Let that be a lesson to you, Ernie. Don't jump to conclusions about women.
What are our plans for construction?
Well, they've changed. I'll see you later, Ernie. Goodbye.
Boy, I liked him when he didn't feel so good.
Hi, Ernie.
Hi, Dad. You home already?
Yeah, I thought I'd knock off work early today.
Great.
Where's everybody?
Uncle Charlie went to the market, and Chip and Robbie are goofing around with dumb girls.
Oh, yeah. Hey, that's quite a birdhouse you're building, Erin.
High rise.
High rise? Well, the birds are really going to be living around here, aren't they?
Yeah. You going to be home all afternoon?
You bet I am.
You can sort of talk while I'm working.
Why? No, sir, nothing's going to get me out of this house for the rest of the day.
Neat.
Hey, wait a minute, Charlie. I'll give you a hand.
Thanks. Steve, the prices they're charging at the market. They're not selling tomatoes by the pound anymore. They're selling them by the carrot. By the way, you remember a tomato by the name of Gloria Gibson?
Gloria Gibson? Sure. Why?
I ran into her at the market.
At the market? Gloria?
She was buying a fillet for her poodle.
Well, I'll be darned. The last I heard, Gloria was engaged to an Italian count on the Riviera. Mm-hmm. What's she doing back in Bryant Park?
Oh, said something about flying across country in her own plane. I guess she got off course.
Well, did she ask about me, Charlie?
Oh, yeah. She told me to tell you she's staying at the Bryant Park Hotel.
She did, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think I'll give her a ring.
Looks like a live one.
Gloria?
The poodle.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Gloria Gibson, please. Well, just tell her Steve Douglas is calling. Thanks. What do you know, Gloria? Hello. Hello, Gloria. Well, it's good to hear your voice. Yeah. Well, it certainly was a surprise when Charlie... Well, I'm anxious to see you, too. Well, as a matter of fact, I'm not doing anything. I got home early and... Well, fine. Say, are you busy for dinner? Well, that's wonderful. Well, it'll take me about... I'll be down in about 20 minutes. Great. I'll see you. Hey, Charlie, I'm going out. I won't be home for dinner.
That figures.
You going out too, dear?
Yeah, an old friend of mine got into town, Noreen. I'm, well, I'll see you later.
So long, dear.
Goodbye. I forgot my hat.
It's on your head.
Oh. See you, right?
Boy.
How about a peanut butter jam sardine sandwich?
Do you like girls, Uncle Charlie?
Oh, I can take them or leave them.
You, Mr. O'Casey.
Come in, Mrs. McGowan. Door's open.
Who's that?
Betty McGowan, a new neighbor.
You gonna go someplace with her?
Me? With all the work I gotta do around here.
Uncle Charlie, you're the only normal guy around here.
Hiya, Nettie.
O'Casey, I came to ask you a great big favor.
What would you like to borrow?
You.
Me?
I've just been invited to a tea, and each lady is supposed to bring a surprise guest.
Well, I'm pretty busy.
Oh, and I want you to wear that divine admiral suit, the one with all the gold braid and the pretty ribbons.
That wasn't an admiral's outfit. I was a chief petty officer.
Oh, I don't care what you were. You look so handsome. Furthermore, if the war hadn't ended when it did, you would have been an admiral.
Go on.
Say you will come.
Well, then, give me time to press my suit.
Hi, Dan.
Well, hi, Ernie. Hey, it's kind of late. What are you doing up?
I gotta talk to you.
Well, can't it wait till morning?
It can, but I can't.
Come on in my room. Well, now, Ernie, what's bothering you?
Girls.
Oh, you too, huh?
A guy goes along nice and friendly. All of a sudden, he meets a girl. Bingo, like magic.
Well, that's the way it happens sometimes, Ernie. Like magic.
You get a new lighter?
Yeah, it's a pipe lighter from Italy. Gloria brought it to me. Gloria's the friend I went to see today. Now, what's bothering you about girls?
You see, this afternoon, Chip and me were horsing around, and some clunky girl came along, and Chip told me to get lost. Then it happened to Robbie. One minute, he doesn't understand girls. Then some clunky girl calls him, and he's acting as goofy as Chip. Even you and Uncle Charlie act kind of dumb when a girl talks to you. Can they do this to anybody? Put the hex on them?
Well, of course, you have a few years before it'll hit you.
Do I get any warning, or does it happen, wham, like that?
No, it happens that way a lot of times, Ernie. Wham, just like that.
Dad, I don't even understand it well enough to ask questions about it.
Good night, Ernie.
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Linda Lou.
Dumb name.
My mother picked it out.
Why don't you change it?
You got any ideas?
Yeah. How about George?
What's your name?
Ernie Douglas.
Who cuts your hair, Ernie?
My Uncle Charlie.
Do you think I should cut my hair?
How should I know?
Well, you look like a boy who knows how a girl should look.
Me?
Those glasses make you look so distinguished.
Hey, how about that? Really?
Maybe your Uncle Charlie would cut my hair.
What for?
You said you didn't like it this way.
No, I didn't.
You mean you do like my hair?
That's okay.
Don't you think it's kind of scraggly?
Yeah, but not bad, considering.
Your malted milk good?
Uh-huh.
It looks good.
Want me to order another straw?
No. But I might like a dish of ice cream.
Okay.
I bet a lot of girls like you.
I don't know any girls.
You know me. Ernie! You've got a whisker!
Where?
There!
No kidding?
I like older men.
Hey. Maybe you'd like nuts on top of the chocolate sauce.
Toasted almond.
What do you have, Linda?
Whatever Mr. Douglas orders for me will be just fine.
What about it, bud?
She'll have an almond chocolate nut with toasted sauce on top.
Huh?
Parfait special.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, the sea was rough and the waves were high, but the old Nellie B went sailing by.
Morning, Uncle Charlie. What's on the menu?
Pancakes on the rocks.
That's for me.
Morning, Uncle Charlie.
Morning.
Hey, where's Ernie?
He's trying my razor.
Your razor? That's almost as funny as Ernie using it.
Well, what's he using it for? To sharpen pencils?
He said he needed a shave.
By the time he needs a shave, they'll be shaving by radar.
Look at him sitting in Dad's chair.
Maybe you better go to bed, wake yourself up, and come down again.
Okay.
All right, you sit down.
What's with you?
Nothing.
Hey, Ernie, you feeling okay?
I got a pain.
Where?
It jumps around.
How many can you go for?
Poached will be fine.
Poached pancakes?
Well, maybe we ought to call a doctor. Yeah, I'll get it. Hello.
Who?
Yeah, Ernie's here. Who's this?
Oh, okay. Hang on for a second.
Hey, Ernie, someone named Linda Lou wants to talk to you.
Linda Lou? For me? She does? Honest, for me?
She's talking to a girl.
Hi.
You sure? A real, live female girl?
I heard her myself.
I'm okay. You okay?
My mother's giving me a birthday party on Saturday. Would you like to come?
Sure. Do I have to bring a present?
Why, Ernie, just because it's my birthday doesn't mean you have to bring me a present.
Okay.
Of course, Pete Perkins will bring me a present.
Who's he?
Oh, a friend. He has quite a bit of money, though. But don't worry, he's not half as distinguished as you are, Ernie.
No kidding?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'll be there. So long.
Ernie, who's Linda Lou?
A girl.
Well, I didn't think she was an armadillo.
She's having a birthday party.
What does she look like?
Well, Robbie, you remember that girl you brought home one time, Miss Teenager?
Julie Robbins? You mean she looks like Julie Robbins?
She looks a lot like her brother.
me a present.
Sure. I hope you like jigsaw puzzles.
Oh, I love them.
I was almost here. I gotta go back home. My socks didn't match.
Oh, Ernie, you're so funny. That silly Pete Perkins brought two presents.
Wow.
Come on in. I want you to meet my mother. Mother, this is Ernie Douglas.
Hi. Well, I'm glad you could come to Linda Lou's party, Ernie. Introduce Ernie to your friends, Linda Lou.
Ernie, this is Dick Johnson, and this is Pete Perkins.
Hello, kid.
Hi. Pete's 11 and a half.
Wow.
Do you play chess, Ernie?
No, checkers.
I don't think we have any checkers. What other games would you like to play?
How about soccer?
Here?
I guess the rug is too cool.
Do you like to dance?
Dance?
Uh-huh.
Not much room.
Well, there's plenty of room, Ernie.
Not the way I dance.
You must be very good.
Yeah.
How about starting off with the jerk?
Kind of thirsty.
Let's have some punch.
Thank you. It's good.
You ready to dance now?
I think I better wait for the sandwiches. I dance better on a full stomach.
Ernie, are you sure you know how to dance?
Heck, anybody can do that. Gee, Linda Lou, I'm sorry.
What happened, Linda Lou?
Just a little accident, Pete.
Allow me. I have a handkerchief, Linda Lou. Someplace.
Ernie, what is that?
Marbles.
I mean that.
Looks like a lizard.
Yeah, it is. But he won't hurt you.
Ew.
That's kid stuff. Girls don't like lizards, you know.
Oh.
All right, everybody. You can go back to your dancing now. Linda Lou, may I?
I'd love to, Pete.
Well, Ernie, the party broke up a little early, didn't it?
Uh-huh.
Did you have a good time?
Nope.
You didn't? What happened?
Lost my marbles.
Oh?
Spilled punch on Linda Lou and scared her with my lizard.
Well, it sounds like it must have been quite a party. Ernie, are you going somewhere?
Yeah.
Well, where are you going?
Someplace where there aren't any girls.
Well, there aren't any girls around here.
There will be. I don't fit in here with all you guys, Dad.
Now, why do you say that, Ern?
Because y'all got dumb girls and I haven't.
Oh, I see. Well, if you've made up your mind to leave, I don't want to try to talk you out of it.
Well, that's okay.
Of course, it would be difficult for you to find some place to stay this time of night.
Yeah, I guess it would.
I'll tell you, Ern, why don't you stay here tonight, and then you can leave first thing in the morning.
Or maybe in a day or two.
Yeah. Ernie, just because we all have dumb girls, as you say, well, it doesn't mean that we've forgotten you. You're very important to all of us around here. Well, Ernie, as long as you're not leaving right now, why don't you get into your pajamas and then come on downstairs and we'll sit around and look at TV or something, huh?
Okay.
Jill, I've got to get home right away. It's an emergency. I'll call you later and explain.
Excuse me, Mrs. McGowan.
Uncle Charlie, Dad called. He wants us home right away. Ernie needs us.
Come on, Lenny. I'll drop you up on the way. It's an SOS.
Sure, Mr. Douglas. I'll tell him. Chip, your father says to come home right away. Something about Ernie.
I'm practically home. I'll see you tomorrow, Wanda.
Bye.
Dad, what is it? What happened to Ernie?
Dad,
hey, Ernie, you're okay.
What's the matter?
We got your phone message.
It isn't anything terribly serious, fellas. It's just that, Ernie's had kind of a rough day, and I thought maybe we could all sort of cheer him up.
Weren't you going to a birthday party, Ernie?
There was a misunderstanding.
What about Linda Lou?
She threw me over for a chess player.
Wouldn't you know it? Ernie, don't worry about her. She works all the guys.
Look, Ernie, I had the same thing happen to me when I was your age.
Charlie.
There was this dame by the name of Fever.
Charlie.
Well, maybe I was a little older.
Here, you know what? I was thinking about that birdhouse. Why don't we put in air conditioning? I mean, you know, just for kicks.
Come on, Robbie.
Yeah, and wall-to-wall carpeting. We'll have the neatest birdhouse in town.
Yeah.
You mean your guys are going to stay home tonight?
Well, sure we are.
But you got dates.
Look, Ernie, part of the fun of being a family is sticking together.
Yeah. Hey, Ernie, I'm going to go up and get changed so we can work on that birdhouse.
Yeah, I'll get some cookies
right
and milk.
Yeah. I'll be right back. Yeah.
Dad?
Yeah, Ernie.
Okay if I hang around here for a few more years?
Sure, it's okay. Well, Ern, where's your birdhouse?
Upstairs.
Well, you better go and get it if you're going to work on it, huh?
Stick together. Come on, Jeff. We gotta go up.